Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv, and joining me today is our incredible reporter, Arohi, to bring you the top stories making headlines.
Great to be here, Arjiv. A lot to cover tonight.
Indeed there is. Before we dive in, let's mark on this day in history. On May 6, 1935, Robert H. Goddard successfully launched the first liquid-fueled rocket to achieve supersonic speed, a pivotal moment in the history of rocketry and space exploration. A true technological breakthrough that paved the way for so much more. Tonight, we're covering essential news from BBC News, NPR Topics, The New York Times, US Top News and Analysis, and many other leading sources, ensuring you get a comprehensive view of the world. Let's start with some breaking news that has shocked the media world. The legendary founder of CNN, Ted Turner, has passed away at the age of 87. Arohi, this is a monumental loss for journalism. What are the key details here?
That's right. Ted Turner, the iconic media mogul who fundamentally revolutionized television news, died earlier today. He was 87. Turner pioneered the modern 24-hour news culture when he launched the cable news network, or CNN, in 1980.
He truly changed the game. Before CNN, 24-hour news was unimaginable. What made him such a unique figure in the industry?
He was known for his larger-than-life personality. Sources describe him as a trailblazer, a rabble-rouser, and a do-gooder. He leveraged that incredible drive and vision to launch the country's first 24/7 all-news network, shaping how we consume information globally. His impact on media is undeniable and will be felt for generations.
A true titan. We turn now to some significant developments in U.S. domestic politics. Starting in Georgia, a judge has made a ruling concerning the 2020 election records.
That's correct. A judge has ruled that the FBI can keep 2020 election records that were seized from Georgia. This ruling is the latest in an ongoing saga, largely driven by former President Trump's desire for vindication in the state he lost in 2020. The county involved is reportedly likely to appeal this decision.
And staying with election-related news, we're seeing some controversial legislative action brewing in Tennessee.
Indeed, Tennessee Republicans have unveiled a new congressional map that critics say carves up a majority Black House district. The proposed map slices through Memphis, a predominantly Black city that forms the core of the state's lone Democratic district. The General Assembly is expected to quickly approve this map, which could significantly alter the political landscape.
We've also seen former President Trump's influence continuing to ripple through Washington, particularly regarding foreign policy.
Yes, his administration's latest shifts on the status of ongoing conflicts are proving quite treacherous for even his closest allies. Reports indicate that Trump's erratic style cultivates an environment where even prominent figures like Senator Marco Rubio are finding themselves out of sync with the administration's public pronouncements on complex war strategies.
From domestic politics, let's pivot to international affairs and some pressing global situations. We have reports from Lebanon, Ukraine, and the United Kingdom. First, to Lebanon, following a devastating bombing raid.
BBC's Nawal Al-Maghafi has been on the ground, piecing together the aftermath of a 10-minute bombing raid on April 8, 2026. This attack shattered several Lebanese neighborhoods and is now being described as one of the deadliest chapters in the country's recent history. The scale of destruction and loss is immense.
A truly tragic situation. Moving to Eastern Europe, civilians in Ukraine are facing dire conditions.
That's right. Reports from the Ukrainian city of Oleshki indicate that residents have been cut off from fresh supplies of food or medicine for months. People trapped in this frontline city are facing an impossible choice: to stay and risk starvation or illness, or attempt to escape via what they've termed the road of death. It's a harrowing situation for those caught in the conflict.
And a worrying trend emerging in the United Kingdom as regional elections approach.
Anti-Semitism has unfortunately become a significant campaign issue in the UK's regional vote. Following a spate of attacks on Jewish communities across Britain, politicians are now publicly accusing each other of anti-Semitism ahead of these crucial local elections. It highlights a deeply concerning social and political climate.
Let's turn our attention to an interesting diplomatic shift in Venezuela. It appears the U.S. Embassy has found an unexpected new headquarters.
An unusual development, indeed. The JW Marriott in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, has effectively become the U.S. Embassy's de facto headquarters. It's now reportedly bustling with U.S. diplomats, intelligence personnel, and even fortune seekers. This shift showcases some profound changes in the country's political landscape and U.S.-Venezuela relations.
An unconventional approach to international diplomacy, to say the least. Now, let's shift gears to the economy and market news, where we have several intriguing updates. Some familiar names are seeing significant movement.
Absolutely. Boeing and Honeywell are both rallying, and the broader AI trade continues to receive a substantial boost. The Investing Club's homestretch update highlighted these companies as key performers in the last hour of trading.
And it seems consumers are continuing to spend, which is benefiting other major players.
That's right. Both Uber and Disney are experiencing the same remarkable dynamic in this economy, with both their stocks surging. They've pointed to a resilient spending backdrop, where consumers are continuing to shell out for rides, food delivery, vacations, and even theme park trips, indicating robust consumer confidence in certain sectors.
However, not all financial leaders are quite as optimistic about the future.
That's true. Mark Rowan, the CEO of Apollo, a major investment firm, has issued a warning about an elevated risk of unexpected shocks in the markets. He stated that he is positioning Apollo defensively, anticipating an expected market correction. Rowan also took the opportunity to criticize what he called egregious practices at rival insurers.
And finally, we have some record-breaking news from Asian markets.
Yes, Asia-Pacific markets have seen a strong surge, largely shrugging off renewed tensions in the Middle East. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index topped 62,000 for the first time, reaching a new record high. This tech-fueled rally has been particularly strong, with SoftBank shares surging over 16% as Japan reopened after its extended Golden Week holidays, pushing the Nikkei even higher. It's a significant milestone for the Japanese economy.
A busy day for global markets, it seems. Arohi, thank you for those in-depth reports.
My pleasure, Arjiv.
And that brings us to the end of our quick news briefing for today. Before we go, here's a surprising fact. Did you know the first computer, bug, was an actual moth? It was found stuck in a relay of the Harvard Mark II computer in 1947, prompting Grace Hopper to famously tape it into a logbook and coin the term we still use today. From Arohi and myself, Arjiv, thank you for tuning in. We hope you stay informed and have a wonderful evening. Good night.